Well, praise God. Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Lynn Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a la iglesia del nuevo comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. Just like when you're standing on the chow line, you know, waiting for food or at the restaurant, waiting for some food. Man, you're excited. I can't wait to have something. Well, you know what? Be excited. He's got something for you. But be expecting and receive what he has for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Today we're going to be talking about walking with Jesus daily. You know, we always walk with something. Well, let's walk with Jesus on a daily basis, not just once in a while or when things are going bad. You know, that's the only time we think about Jesus. Amen. No, think about walking with him on a daily basis. It's called relationship. It's called a lifestyle. Amen. We have changed our lifestyle. Remember, you're a new creature in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in. Regardless of what the people think about you, what the world thinks about you, is what he thinks about you. And you're so special to him, you know. He sent his son to the cross and died for you. So what can we do? What can we do? We can give him our best. Amen. Not our second best, but give him our best, you know. So praise God. Remember, he's not finished with you. He's got great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Be available to him. Know that you can do all things through Christ. Know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And know, see yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. Amen. Don't receive what the enemy says. Don't receive what the world says. Don't receive what jealous people say about you. Receive what he says about you. Who you are in Christ. You're a winner, you're a champion, and you're an overcomer. Amen. So praise God. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but you know what? Let's make this declaration together so we can get going with what God has for us. Amen. So grab your sword, soldier of God. Amen. And let's make this declaration together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do today. I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm excited for a mighty move of God, amen. I'm hungry for a mighty move of God, and you do the same. I've got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you first. And this is, says scripture break. Mighty warriors, see yourself a mighty warrior for God, amen. You know what? The world will label you a loser. They'll label you a nobody. They'll label you unqualified. They'll label you any kind of thing. But you know what? You don't have to receive that. See yourself a winner, a champion, and an overcomer. See yourself a mighty warrior for God. Each and every day when you get up, you know, and you spend time with him, you get yourself ready to go out into the world as a mighty warrior of God so you can tackle those giants waiting for you. Amen. And greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Amen. So, mighty warrior, we are products of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of it. God's purpose is not limited by your past. You know that? You don't be limited. Don't put no limits on yourself. And don't put no limits on God. It says, God is not looking for perfect people. He's looking for available people. Are you making yourself available? We make ourselves available to all kinds of things except God. It's his Sunday. Oh, man, not again. I ain't going to church. I ain't got time to go to church. Hello. Bible heroes God used were not perfect. He turned a murderer named Moses into a leader, a coward named Gideon into a courageous hero. He can do amazing things with the rest of your life. Yes. Amen. But you got to stop seeing yourself the way the world sees you. You got to start seeing yourself the way he sees you. And you can do amazing things for him. Big or small, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm doing it unto him, you know, it's going to bless you. Yeah. And he wants to bless you over and above what you can imagine. Amen. Ooh, man, I'm blessed already. God specializes in giving people a fresh start, a new beginning. God has equipped you to win. He's called you, He's anointed you, and He's equipped you. Amen. Oh, mighty. This is the hour. Listen, this is the hour for the mighty warrior of God to wake up, to get up and press on with Jesus. You got to press on. You know, when you press on, that means you're moving forward. You're not going backwards. He didn't call us to go backwards. He calls us to go forward. Amen. Press on, press on, press on, soldier of God. You know what soldiers of God do? They march forward, not backwards. You don't see soldiers marching backwards. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. I got one more for you. And it's called this. Something that we need to learn how to do all the time. Cast all cares on Him. You know when He sacrificed His Son? When God sacrificed His Son, He put all cares on Him so that you won't have to carry Him anymore. So why are you still holding on to Him? Let Him go. You know why He wants you carefree? So He can go and fulfill what He wants you to do. Amen. It says, you have neglected to cast all your cares on Him. Cast them all on the One who cares for you. Cast them on the One who gives you rest. Allow Him to comfort you the way He longs to. Take a step of faith now and begin to unload all your burdens on Him. Whatever it is. You know, He didn't say, just give me half or just give me a few. He says, cast all means all. Says, take a step of faith and unload all your burdens on Him. Exchange them for His yoke, His love, and His anointing. Do it and accept what He offers. Give up all those things He never gave you or intended you to carry. Only then can you pick up the things that He's waiting for to give you. Only then can you pick up the things that He has waiting for you. But you got to get rid of all that extra stuff. You know, I ain't got nothing else to carry. I'm so full. Well, it's not God-given. He says, cast it on me. Give it to Him. And you know what? I'm available now, Lord. I'm available, and I can take up what it is that you want me to have. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So see yourself that way. You are somebody for God, you know. The world and things and people are going to say, you're a nobody. Amen. They know they want to hurt you if you allow yourself to be hurt. But don't give in to it. Just, Bible says, renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. So you don't be thinking that way. I'm not receiving that. That's not from God. Is that what the Word of God says? No. So I'm not receiving it. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm blessed already. How about you? Praise God. Thank you. We're going to be talking about walk with Jesus when? Daily. Says He alone can satisfy you as you walk, hunger, and thirst for what? For more of Him on a daily basis. Not just once in a while, you know, not just when you feel like it or when things are real bad, you know. No. Well, each and every day. Basically, like I said, it's called relationship. Amen. You want to have relationship with your spouse. You want to have relationship with your children. You want to know them. He wants to know you. Not just once in a while, you know. He don't have no stepkids or part-time kids, you know. He wants full-time relationship. Amen. Praise God. Says thirst more for Him. Amen. Says our prayer should be this. Lord, I'm hungry and more thirsty for You. Amen. It says, fill me to overflowing. Let my cup run over. Amen. Don't just know about Him. Know Him. And it takes relationship to know somebody. Amen. Praise God. No, I was going to say something, but I'm going to hold on. This is our text. And we're going to be talking about our God. It says, John 10:27 says what? New King James says, my sheep hear my voice and what? I know them and they follow me. Amen. You got to know what the Word of God says so you can follow Him. The world calls it GPS. know where you're going. You know what? I have a GPS for Jesus. And I'm going to have my GPS focused right on him so that I know this is what his word says. I'm going to follow what his word says. Amen. And John 10:27 in the Amplified says, the sheep, that's us. The sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them and they follow me. So we're to follow him. Amen. I mean, we follow anything else in the world. We need to follow Jesus, because you know what? If you ain't following him, you're following the wrong thing. And it's going to take you to the wrong place. And you're going to be in trouble. So don't, you know, it's time that you realize and know and say, this is not for me. Amen. And say, you know what? I'm going to change partners right now. Because I don't want part of this world. Amen. I want Jesus. Amen. If you accepted Christ, you know what? You did the right thing. And some of you watching, you listening, you know, hey, you've been running too long now. All you need to do is say, Lord, I repent. I've sinned against you. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And start living for him. He ain't forgot about you. We forgot about him. We forget about him. Amen. So let's remember that. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, you know what? If you got your Bibles, open your Bibles, because we're going to read something in the Bible. Amen. It's on the screen, too, if you want to. But you know what? We got a Bible. Let's use it. Hallelujah. And it says Psalms 23. Psalms 23 says what? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. If he's your shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. He said, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Amen. I want my cup to run over. You know what? If you have a cup of water and you want to drink, you feel it to overflowing. You want to feel yourself to overflowing so you can go out into the world and minister to people and share with people your Jesus. Amen. So, you know what? He says in his word that we are ministers of reconciliation. We're his ambassadors. We're his mouthpiece on earth. We, the church, we're the church. So you want to get full of the word of God so you can go to overflowing and go out there and wherever you happen to be, at work, at the grocery stores, wherever you be, you're going to share Jesus with them. Don't be ashamed. He wasn't ashamed. He was embarrassed. He laid on the cross naked, beaten. Amen. He took all that shame. Why are we going to be ashamed of him? He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. So, in verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Ooh, man. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Man, you can't beat that. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. We got a few scriptures to go. Keep going. It says Colossians 2 and 6 says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk with him. You know what? If he's your heavenly Father, we're going to walk with him. So walk with him. That's what he says. The Amplified says, therefore, if you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in union with him, reflecting his character in the things that you do and say, living lives that lead others away from sin. Be Christ-like. We're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. But be Christ-like. They're going to see Jesus through you. You know what? People are going to walk up to you and say, you know what? There's something different about you. What is it about you? You know, I see you all the time. You don't say anything. But they can see Jesus through you. And then when they open up and ask you, then you share with them and let them know, I'm a child of God. I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And you know what? God loves you too. And you can have Jesus your Lord and Savior also. Amen. So don't be ashamed of him, you know. Keep going. These are good. Thank you, Lord. First John 2:6, New King James says, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Amen. So he's our greatest example. walk like Him, imitate Him. Amen. And Amplify says, whoever says he lives in Christ Jesus, that is, whoever says he has accepted Him as God and Savior, ought as a moral obligation to walk and conduct himself just as he walked and conducts himself. You know? Praise God. So he's our greatest example. But you know what? We need to get the Word of God in us so we can start living like He lives. And when we walk like He lives, we can go out into the world and people will see God through you. Sometimes you don't have to say a thing. They'll see it. Amen? Ooh, man. Praise God. Carmen, skip down to Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. That right there. No, the next one. Okay. This one, you could copy this, write this down. It says Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Got New King James and the Amplified. New King James says, therefore be what? Imitators. 5, 1 and 2 says, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in what? Love as Christ has also walked, has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Now, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 in the Amplified says, therefore become imitators of God. Amen. We can't be pretenders. We got to be participators. And we got to be imitate Him. Amen. And you know what? Your conduct, your words, your actions, all these things have to line up with what the Word of God says. We can't be pretenders, you know. It says, become imitators of God. And says what? Copy Him and follow His example as well-beloved children imitate their fathers. You know, children always want to imitate their fathers, good or bad. They want to be like Father. Amen. So we want to be like our Heavenly Father. Amen. And verse 2 says, and walk continually in His love, that is, value one another, practice empathy and compassion, unselfishly seeking the best for others. See the best in others. And be, what would Jesus do? Be kind. Be compassionate. Amen. And love them, you know, the way Jesus would. Don't see the wrong in them and talk to that. See the good in them and be kind to that. Amen. It says, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, and offering a sacrifice to God, slain for you so that it became a sweet fragrance. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Listen to this. The greatest problem in the church today is that we've lost our walk, we've lost our hunger, and we've lost our thirst for Him. Amen. In the church, I've said it like this before. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to empower you, encourage you to go and do what He wants us to do. Amen. We're here to empower you, to be encouraged, to let you know God loves you and God put you here for a reason. And that's to go out and be examples of Christ. Amen. Because the world has all kinds of things you can copy and be like. But as church, we're to go out and be Christ-like. Amen. Ooh, and be His greatest examples. Amen. It says, our desire should be to be stirred up, stir up the gift, the hunger and thirst for more of Him, that you would seek Him with all your heart as you walk with Him on a daily basis. Amen. Ooh, man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Keep going. It says, 2 Timothy 1:6. 2 Timothy 1:6 says, in New King James, it says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. He's gifted you. Amen. Not only did He call you, man, you got a call in your life. Don't let the world, don't let nobody else tell you, well, you're nobody. You're just a loser. No, He's got a call. He put you here. He called you here. He put you here. So you have a call. You have an anointing, and he's equipped you. And not only that, he says, you got gifts in you. He put them there. You know, one day you're going to stand before him, and he's going to ask you, why didn't you use the gifts I gave you? He said, well, I didn't know I had gifts. Well, you didn't. It means you didn't have relations yet. That means you didn't get in his word to find out what gifts you had. Amen. We got to find out what is it that we're gifted to do. Some of us are different, so we don't have to copy one another, because he's gifted you different than me. So I got to be me and you got to be you. Amen. But still, we're in the body of Christ together. Amen. Being witnesses for God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And Amplify says, that is why I would remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers of, fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you by means of laying on of my hands with those of the elders at your ordination. Amen, man. You got all kind of gifts in you. You just got to stir it up. Amen. You know, like Patricia doing one of her stews, you know. She put all kind of gifts in there, all kind of good goodies in there. And then you got to, you know what? You blend them all together. You stir it up. Amen. Stir it up. Make it better. Amen. Gooder. Make it gooder. We're going to get some calls for that. It says, don't be afraid to get stirred up, fired up for Jesus. Amen. Didn't it say fire? It says inner fire. Man, get fired up for God. You know what? We get fired up for the Cowboys. We get fired up for all kinds of things. Man, you hear a song, man, and you get all fired up. Oh, my God. Praise God. Man, even your feet start moving. Well, we can get fired up for Jesus. You know, people in the world, they get fired up for all kind of ugly things, you know. You know what? Well, I'm not going there. But we can get fired up for Jesus. We can get fired up for Jesus. People get fired up for the wrong things. Amen. We need to stay fired up for him. Amen. Gooder, yeah. I get fired up and be gooder. It says, God can satisfy you as we walk in hunger and thirst for more of him. You're going to hear that a lot. As we walk, hunger and thirst for more of him. Amen. It's just like somebody in the desert, you know, man, thirsty for some water, man, or some food, man. I'm starving. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Thank you, praise team. That was a beautiful song. I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. You know what? We can sing that song daily, on a daily basis. Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Amen. Woo! Praise God. Thank you. Keep moving, Carmen. It says, John 7, 37, 38. John, yeah, okay, that's fine. Leave it right there. John 7:37-38 says, in the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And 38 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You know what? When you get full of the word of God, guess what's going to come out of you? The word of God. So don't say, you know, I can never learn the word, you know. First thing you got to do is you got to pick up the word and open it and read it. Amen. Just read it, you know. Meditate on it. Study it, you know. And next thing you know is when you need it, it's going to flow out of you, out of your innermost being. It says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The only living water I know is the word of God. It's going to flow out of you. Amen. So don't put yourself down. Make yourself available and start opening the word and getting the word in you to overflowing. And don't let yourself be empty. Don't empty yourself. You know, you can drink from a cup, but when you're done, it's empty. We need to stay full to overflowing. Amen. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. James 4:7-8 says what? Says, New King James says, therefore, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. He's going to come. He's not going to stop. He's going to keep coming. Okay? So you just got to remind him. He says, you're in the wrong place. You got to go next door. Or God, go somewhere else, but not here. I'll give you no place. So I'm submitted to God. I resist you. You need to resist the meaning. You take that authority God has given you. God has given us authority. So we got to use that authority. If you don't use it, you know what? He's just going to run you over. So you've got to be careful. But he says also in verse 8, that draw near to God and he'll do what? He'll draw near to you. Amen. It says, cleanse your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. The Amplified says, submit yourself to the authority of God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him. And he will what? Flee from you. Come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded. We don't want to be double-minded. It's just like being lukewarm. Amen. We got to renew our minds to what the Word of God says, not what the world says, because you know what? You're bombarded on a daily basis by negative things that you see, that you're around, that you watch, that you hear. So you got to be renewing your mind with what the Word of God says. Otherwise, you start doing the negative stuff. And you don't have to. You're not a parrot. You're a child of God. You're an original. You're an original. You're not a copy. And we're going to speak what the Word of God says. Amen. So praise God. When you know how much God loves you, we get a revelation of God's love for us. If you don't know that, the next scripture tells you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son. Well, the New Living Translation says, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. If you want eternal life, you watching, you listening. The only way to have eternal life, you're going to have eternal life in heaven or you're going to have eternal life in hell. But you make the choice. Jesus made a choice for you. He went to the cross. He died for your sins. All you have to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior and have eternal life with him in heaven. The man at the cross, the thief, the crook, the robber, he acknowledged Jesus and says, you're the Son of God. He says, don't forget about me. He says, I won't forget about you. He says, you will be with me in paradise. So this day, you know, so there's no time limit. The only thing we need to do is we need to make our choice. We need to decide right now, Lord, I want eternal life with you. So I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And he'll receive you now. You don't have to go through all kind of whatevers. You know, you don't have to go through all whatever they say you got to go through. Only thing you got to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And then dethrone yourself and put him on the throne and make him first in your life. And you know what? He says, I'm the only way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. There's no other way. Your riches, nothing is going to get you to heaven except in Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And then New King James says, for God so loved the world. We're talking about people. And if you're out in the world, you're going to see some ugly people. But you know what? Jesus went through the same thing. Everywhere he went, there was ugly people. I'm not talking about ugly, ugly looking. I'm talking about ugly, ugly ways. Okay? Ugly ways. And they're going to tell you what they think about you in a heartbeat. For God so loved the world, it's talking about people. And everywhere you go, there's people. It says, and that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You want to spend time. You know what? Hey, I lived half my life in losing, as a loser, because I didn't know the truth. But now I know the truth, and the truth has set me free. So I'm going to live for him from now on. Amen. And we are his body. We're his church. So we should go out into the world and let them know about Jesus. Let them know that they got a better way. And they've got an eternal way if all they have to do is confess Him as Lord and Savior and change their ways. Amen. Says, Satan gives you false discernment of who God is. So, you don't seek Him. He sends distractions. He sends distractions. And some of them may look real nice. Some of them may look real good. Amen. So that you can just drop your guard, you know, and say, wow, I received this. No. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all care upon Him because He careth for you. Amen. And the Amplified says, casting all cares. What are the cares? Some anxieties, some worries, all your concerns once and for all on Him because He careth for you with deepest affections and watches over you very carefully. So whatever those distractions are, could be people. Amen. It could be things. Amen. So let's be careful. Amen. Let's be real careful. It says, Satan, in John 10:10, says that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And the Amplified says, Satan, the thief, comes in order to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, I have come that you might have and enjoy life and have it abundant, in abundance to the full, till it overflows. Amen. So, know your enemy. And the only enemy you have is Satan. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And Jesus come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So, praise God. Let Jesus love you, transform you as you walk and as you walk with Him and give Him your best. He didn't come here. He left heaven to come and give His best. He pleased the Father and not the world. Amen. And He spent His whole time without sin. And He went to the cross. And He fulfilled His mission. And He wants us to do the same. He wants us to give Him our best and fulfill what it is that He wants us to do. Amen. But know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Lord, I need Your strength on a daily basis. That's what Jesus asked the Father on a daily basis. Father, I need Your strength. You know, this is some ugly people, you know. I didn't know it was going to be this hard. But you know what? You prepare yourself each and every day before you go out into an ugly world. Amen. But you know what? I'm going to be Christ-like no matter what because I'm going to prepare myself. And let His love and His compassion show through me. Even if I don't speak. Even if I don't say a word. They're going to see Christ-like in me. Amen. So, we're going to have to finish this next week. Amen. But I just want to mention this before we close. You don't want to be a leaky Christian. Amen. You don't want to be a leaky Christian. You know, Jeremiah 22:3 says this. Says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they hew themselves cisterns, broken, cracked cisterns that can hold no water. There's no other way. He is our living water. Amen. So, you know what? If you're not going by God's way, you're going to start leaking. You're going to start being a leaky Christian. And you're going to let things out. So you be careful what you say. Be careful what you speak. Amen. And don't just go around leaking out bad information, negative information. Amen. We don't retain the world. We don't retain the world. Always leaking out. Speaking wrong words. Speak faith-filled words. Speak life. And be positive. Amen. And I'll leave it at that. Amen. So praise God. We'll pick it up from there. Just write that down. Don't be a leaky Christian. Amen. Praise God that you learned something. Amen. It blessed me. I don't know if it blessed you, but it blessed me. And those of you watching, if you have never accepted Christ, you know, this is the right time. Amen. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Amen. You know what? He's not going to turn you down. He's going to receive you just where you are. Amen. And he's got better plans for you. He's got better things for you. All you need to do is get yourself to a Bible-based church where they preach the Word from the Word. Get yourself a Bible and start reading it and get the Word in you and meditate and study the Word so you can be changed. He's going to transform you into a new person. Amen. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. He sees you an overcomer. So you see yourself that way and know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. From this day on, just write it down, mark it, you know, I've accepted Jesus. And he says, the old is gone, the new is in. I'm a new child of God. Amen. See yourself the way he sees you. Amen. So praise God. If you've got sickness in your body, do what I do. I always speak the word. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. So body, line up with the word of God. Receive your healing. No malfunctions in this body. Whatever it is that's coming against you, it was put on Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. Amen. He took all the stripes for us. So sickness, I don't receive you. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I speak for all those that are watching, all those that are listening. Whatever sickness is attacking your body, I command that sickness to go now in Jesus' name. And I speak healing over them in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo! Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And it's time to give. Just go to our website. It should be on your screen there. Our website is nbcbigben.com. Hit that donate button. And if you're mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. Cash apps, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. Amen. Praise God. I was thinking you can write the church and let me know what you think about. What was it? What was the word I used, Patricia? Gooder. It's going to make it gooder for you. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we just thank you, Father. Bless the gift and the giver, Lord. Open the windows of heaven, pour a blessing we're not able to contain, Father. And thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake. In Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen.